The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Seahawkers Podcast, your Seattle Seahawks podcast by 12s for 12s, with your hosts, Adam Emmert.
You know what you do when life gives you lemons? You don't make lemonade. You kick life in the balls, and you demand it gives you something better, like bacon.
Bacon's delicious.
And Brandon Schultz.
If you want to put your money toward helping this team win, buy a ticket to the game on Sunday and bring your adult voice and scream your adult brains out. That will make 10 times more the difference.
Go Hawks!
On a quest to own the West, Yippee-ki-yay, we make the ground shake on game day 12-10. Yay's feeling it is vital, the Seahawks coming to take division titles. We are Coach Carroll, cause he's in, I'm in, we all in.
Welcome to the Seahawkers Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz, and this week I'm joined by a gentleman that's joined us before on the show. He's the producer of the Dave Damashek football program, the Move the Sticks podcast, Around the NFL, and one of his latest shows, the R&B podcast with Michael Robinson and Nate Burleson. TD, how's it going?
How's it going, man? How you doing?
Hey, this is great. The Seahawks, we're past the regular season. We're going into the playoffs, and that's a little bit what I wanted to talk to you about, TD, because now, you know, I feel like I can take a little bit of credit for converting you to a Seahawks fan, and now for the first time you're going into the playoffs having a specific rooting interest.
That is exactly correct, and yeah, definitely you guys, you and Adam, can definitely take credit into that. It was a you know, a series of events that all, you know, just made me realize and admit that yes, that I do root for the Seahawks, and obviously the last thing, the last experience was the worst one, was, you know, the Malcolm Butler interception,
right?
And the sadness that overcame me instantly, and I was like, oh, I guess I am a Seahawks fan, and you know, so, you know, I'm still not over it. I'm still definitely not over it. Till today, I still have not watched a game recap of that game, which, as I'm sure you can imagine, is really hard to do when you work for the NFL Network and they play it all the damn time. I've always stayed away. I've always stayed away from it. But, no, I'm here, and it's good to be going to the playoffs knowing, like, hey, you know, you're rooting for your team. Obviously, a bye week would have been nice, but it's also nice to, you know, have games every weekend. So, it should be exciting. It should be fun.
Well, I'm really interested, you know, because, you know, I listened to you on the Dave Damashek show, and you know, clearly he has his allegiance to the Steelers, and so now
that is correct.
So is there like any kind of hope just around the set that's what, you know, we had a pretty good game against the Steelers earlier this year, and any kind of hope that ends up being the playoff matchup, the Super Bowl rematch?
I wouldn't say hope on my side. It's so weird. Like, I mean, obviously as a friendly rivalry, just, you know, it would be fun for sure. Not just Shaq, but then you have Ike Taylor as well, who's pretty much a part of the of the DDFP this season. That would be fun to go back and forth with those guys. But you know how it is too. And on the flip side too, it's like almost like, oh, you're not really a Seahawks fan. You're a bandwagoner and all that, this, that, and the other. So I try not to get into that too much with those guys, but I'm really just focused on the NFC because I think that obviously that's where it's going to be won, man. Just getting out the NFC to me feels like, as of right now, feels like that's winning the Super Bowl. Just getting out of the NFC.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about NFC teams, but first let's talk a little bit about the matchup with the Vikings. Now, the Seahawks went into Minnesota earlier this year, scored 38 points, only allowed a kickoff return by the Vikings, but you know, this is different. It's the playoffs, and I think each team's going to have a little bit different mentality going into it. What are you feeling going into this matchup with Minnesota?
I feel good on paper. You know, that's definitely, it's like, oh, you look at the teams that the Seahawks could have played, and hey, going into the week, it was, you know, the Packers are still an option. The Vikings and the Redskins, those were all still options. And I was like, if I had to rank them, I would probably go Vikings, Redskins, then Packers in terms of teams I want the Seahawks to see. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, you know, not mad at the matchup, but obviously now the cold weather sort of, you know, changes things a little bit. It's going to be a really, really cold game. But overall, like, Mike Zimmer, though, was doing the show on Move the Sticks this week, and we did a segment where we gave a reason why every team was going to win. So it's not predicting who's going to win. It's more so, hey, if X team wins, here's why.
Right.
And DJ did the reason for the Vikings, and he said the Vikings will win because Mike Zimmer is going to make those necessary adjustments. And it was interesting because we dug into our notes, and what we realized was that their second half adjustments were really, really good. Their second half numbers are really good. Mm-hmm. Also, too, the Vikings have won every game after losing to that same opponent all throughout the season.
Right.
So that means the second half they come to play, and that second game they come to play, and obviously you got to look at the coaching staff, you know, when you see such a trend. So that's a bit of a concern. But ultimately, man, like, honestly, the Seahawks, ever since the bye, even if they lost the Cardinals game, they, you know, that offense has been really, really good. Russell's, you know, showed everything that he is, and is still growing, obviously. So I feel confident. I'm not really worried that much, but, you know, it's, you know, obviously you got to go out there and just play and put it up.
You know, with Russell Wilson, it kind of feels like he's gone to a different level kind of the second half of the season, doesn't it?
Oh, no question. No question he has. And, you know, I said this on a show before. Last time I was on, I believe, was how I really get frustrated with how people underrate Russell just simply because I think it's lazy. I think it's because they just don't, you know how to quantify a guy you kind of haven't really seen before. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, he's not prototypical, so I don't really trust it. And it's like, it's 2015, guys. Now, excuse me, it's 2016. You know, we got to, you know, be open to the fact that the position is going to be played a little differently, and it's going to be a new prototype and this, that, and the other. Every sport is undergoing a revolution. I mean, you look at basketball, what they're doing with a three-point shot. Obviously, the NFL with the passing game. So that really always frustrated me. But this season, a stat came out with Russell being the first QB in NFL history to put up, I believe the numbers, don't quote me directly, it was 4,000 pass yards,
mm-hmm.
Either 20 pass TDs or 30 pass TDs.
Yeah, 30.
And 30, yeah, and 500 rushing yards.
Yep.
The first quarterback in NFL history to put up those numbers. And it's just like, come on, like, this dude, it's about time this guy starts getting his respect that it's due, because, you know, yes, he's not your prototypical quarterback. He's just a new breed, and you better recognize, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, lots of guys have gone out, well, not a lot, but I mean, 4,000 yards is a huge milestone for a quarterback. 30 passing touchdowns is a big stat. And then you add on the 500 rushing yards, the ability to make, you know, wear teams down with the run, and, you know, just the way he runs and protects himself. The only other guy that you can point to right now that really can do that is Cam Newton, right?
No question. I mean, even the rush yards doesn't always tell the story, because you're not even counting those plays where he's just improvising, rushing, and then passing the ball. So, and that's what he's scariest as doing, too, that breaking that contain. And I always said, like, he has the best counterclockwise spin move when the rusher is coming off his left side. He sees that rusher coming to him, and he just hits him with a counterclockwise spin. And it's like, it's almost like he's baiting them sometimes. Like, yeah, you think you got me, and then whoops, you know, all the way to the other side. So there's a lot of those plays where he makes where it doesn't count as rushing yards because he ends up passing the ball. But, I mean, a lot of improvisation in his game is, you know, is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, just the way he makes guys miss. And it kind of makes me chuckle a little bit every time I see it, too, because the guys that are pass rushing him, they have to know that's coming. And yet they miss him every time. I think, you know, last week we saw one of the Arizona, Dwight Freeney. I think we finally saw him actually get Russell out of it. But he's been like the only guy.
Yep. No, yeah, it's probably one of the best pass rush evading moves in the league, no question. It's a signature move. It's something like I play Madden every now and then. That's something like Madden should definitely just throw in there just for Russell only.
Just for Russell.
You know? Yeah, exactly. It's a really, really great move. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what he's been doing at, you know, for the most part of the season. Definitely in the MVP conversation, I think it's probably likely at this rate Cam, obviously, what the Panthers have been doing, but sky's the limit, man. This is the first year we're really seeing Russell and not just a really seen. We've seen this before where, like, people are accepting, like, yes, this guy is a Premier League quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, definitely in the conversation, and I have a feeling he's going to get his down the road. So, you know, you talked about the cold TD going into this game, and I think earlier this week when we recorded the show, it was supposed to be like 15 degrees, and then last I've checked, it was like supposed to be around 1 or 2. Then I'm starting to hear negative 15 and those types of numbers. I mean, how cold is this game going to actually be once this game rolls around? And I mean, how is this going to impact the game?
That's interesting you say. We had the Panthers, Ryan Khalil, the Panther center Ryan Khalil, move the sticks as well this week. And he was, obviously his brother plays for the Vikings, and he was talking about, he was talking to Matt Khalil, and, you know, they're getting ready for the game, and it looks like it's going to be one of the coldest games ever. And to hear players like Ryan, who's a Pro Bowl center and all pro, being worried about how cold it's going to be, and he spoke about a game earlier this season, where he had to wear, first time ever, he had to wear a glove on his snap hand. Mm. And it was just sort of like, man, like, if you hear the players themselves talk about, man, this is going to be so cold, you really wonder how it's going to affect the game. And that's a scary thing, you know, if it's a ground and pound game, obviously, you know, it's a good matchup. Lynch is back, but you know how healthy he is, how in a rhythm he is. Obviously, Peterson on the other side is a bit of a monster. But I just think ultimately, Teddy Bridgewater isn't ready for that, for the prime time, yet, not for this level. The Legion of Boom, the defense has been really, really good recently. So that's where I place my faith. And at some point, they're going to have to rely on Teddy Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. And I just have confidence in the Seahawks defense to snuff him out.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, in the playoffs, it's one thing to blow out a team in the regular season, but in the playoffs, when a team gets to that point where they have nothing to lose, you can say that you're going to save Teddy Bridgewater's confidence for later in the regular season after a blowout, but you got to go for it all. And I think that's why we're going to probably see him take a few more chances if they drop down early the same way they did. But, you know, even going down early, I mean, we saw the last time the Seahawks went on the road, it was way back when they went into Washington. And that game,
correct,
the Seahawks were down 14-0. You know, you never know how a team's going to react just to that amped up crowd in front of their home team in the playoffs, too.
No, agreed. No question. And not to keep bringing it back to the shows, but obviously previewing this week, we've been doing a lot of all our shows this week have been previewing the matchups. And Mike Robb on the RBs podcast, he was talking about that game against the Redskins and seeing the player introductions. Seeing RG3 come up the tunnel and how hyped that place was. And, you know, Mike Robb is from Virginia himself, and he said he understood the moment. He understood how much, especially at that time, how big a star RG3 was and how incredibly hyped the whole crowd was. And while the Seahawks team was still getting ready to go, there was no denying that start. The atmosphere led to that 14-0 lead and that 14-0 start before the Seahawks, you know, settled, you know, weathered the storm and came back.
Hey, I listened to the R&B podcast this last week, and I think, you know, just hearing what Mike Robb has had to say about just his personal experiences, but also just kind of his insight to the team, too. You know, the injury report just came out. Marshawn listed as questionable, but Mike Robb, he was pretty emphatic that Marshawn was playing.
Yeah, he confirmed it. He says he's ready to go. He's playing. He's ready to go, and he's ready to eat, I think were his exact words. He's ready to ball. So He's a Marshawn Lynch whisperer. I mean, that was his teammate, so he knows what he's talking about. If for some reason Marshawn ends up not playing, it's maybe a setback. Setback happened, but sure, from all accounts, that I'll believe Mike Robb over anybody else when it comes to Marshawn Lynch. He's playing.
Now he also said that Beast Mode doesn't like the cold. Does that concern you?
No, I mean, like I said, players don't love the cold, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem, I mean, it's, I've been out in the cold once, I was stuck once, just randomly, I went to play basketball, and I didn't have a ride back, and I was stuck in the cold for like an hour, and it was the worst feeling. So, I mean, just doing that for 3 hours or 4 hours is rough, you know? More power to those guys, no question.
Well, and then you have the guys that go out and they don't wear sleeves. And on Damashek this week, you know, everybody had their picks on the Seahawks and the Vikings who wouldn't wear their sleeves. So we didn't get to hear from you, TD. Who's your pick? Who won't wear sleeves?
One of the Vikings won't wear their sleeves. I think the guys picked Bobby Wagner. I think he was a pick.
Yeah, Harrison Smith, I think, for the Vikings was one.
I can see that. You know what? I can see, I was going to say Cam. I could see Bruce Irvin.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him.
I could see him sort of, you know, rocking those sleeves. But I mean, I think how cold it's going to be. Oh, they are all going to be rocking the sleeves. I think so.
You know, I don't know if it's just, you know, the more older, wiser me than the youthful me, but I just have to think that if you have an option to have just a little bit of extra warmth when it's that cold, that you should probably
take it. You got to do it. So I'll be surprised if, you know, I'll be surprised. And speaking of Cam, Cam is playing, right?
Yeah, he's on the report as probable for it. The only guy out this week. It was Luke Wilson with his concussion for another week, yep. And then questionable was Marshawn. Everybody else listed as probable.
Awesome! That's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
No,
so looking forward to it. Yep.
So let's tell me a little bit about how the R&B podcast got started, because that was, you know, the last time we had you on, that wasn't a thing yet. And then you get Michael Robinson, former Seahawk. You get Nate Burleson, a former Seahawk, although he every time I hear him, he seems like he claims either the Vikings or the Lions more than his Seahawks affiliation. I don't understand that. But how did you get started on that show?
Well, let's start there with Nate. So Nate's a special case. So even on the show this week, he called the Seahawks, the Vikings, the Burley Bull. You know, two of his former teams. And I think, I mean, he's from Seattle, and he definitely came to Seattle a lot. I think Lions, because that was his most, I would say, most recent. I know he had a cup of coffee with the Browns, but the Lions, were like his most recent team, and playing with Calvin Johnson. And Calvin Johnson obviously has a huge impact on him. It's big, and also he has a clothing line called Lion Blood.
Right.
So I think that really makes him attach himself to the Lions, and it's smart. You know, you gotta make your money and your business, and that makes sense. The Vikings was his rookie years, his early formative years. Mm-hmm. Randy Moss, those guys, and he speaks of those times so fondly, and like, man, when I first got in the game, just, you know, looking up to Randy, and then Seahawks kind of like, yeah, you went home, you made your money. So it's kind of like in that middle where, you know, and obviously he had some rough times there. He had some injuries and whatnot. But I definitely think he's all about Seattle as well, especially since that's where it's from. But I can understand his connection to Detroit and Minnesota. Let's put it that way. But as far as the show goes, R&B podcast, man, it's been something that's been in the works, man. I know we didn't talk about it last time I was on, but it's always something I've wanted to do. It's always something, and it's a bunch of guys that helped out with the show. A talent producer, Marcus Smith, was instrumental as well in getting it going. But I just really wanted a show where, quite frankly, it was a player's voice. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, it was a much younger type vibe. And, you know, there's definitely an urban feel to it that, you know, we definitely want to have some fun with. And
yeah.
I didn't think, being working in the NFL Network, NFL Media for so many years, we haven't really had that sound. And just in NFL mainstream media at all, we don't really have that sound. So it's something I was really, really big on. And then the network segment started with R&B with those two guys. And I've always wanted to do stuff with music based with Nate Burleson. I actually interviewed him years ago when he came to the network. We just sat down and spoke about music for like 15 minutes. And that actually interview never saw the light of day, but, you know, and it's not to come think about it. I think I was just doing it for myself. But, I mean, I was just such a big fan of music. And knowing a player who was so entwined with music as well, I just really wanted to, you know, have a chance to sit down with him. So that started forming its own self. And those guys, their chemistry was great. And I was like, you have Nate and Mike Robb, who's great at giving his opinion and speaks the real, like he says, keeps it 100, like he says. And you had Nate, who has that polish as well of, like, he could be a host as well. Like, you know, he was... come, you know, from rapping and what he does in his spare time, you can tell he has that way with words.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice little mix, and I was able to get it approved, ready to go. And I was like, hey man, we got to put this out there, because he has that player insight, but also not just into the locker room, but what it's like to be an athlete, be a celebrity in some sense, especially when you're playing. And this past week, the guys are talking about the player introductions. For my money, aside from getting the money and whatnot as a player, one of the coolest things ever about being an athlete is player introductions.
Sure.
Like, that has to be so awesome. And they were able to take me. Obviously, I'm a producer, but I'm first and foremost, I'm a listener too, and all the rest of the audience into what it feels like when your name's being called, when you're coming out that tunnel, mm-hmm. and stuff like that is fantastic. The stories, you know, that we can get out of these guys. We're just scratching the surface right now, but the stories we can get out of these guys, like Michael Robinson talking about the Beastquake run.
Yeah.
And how they totally blocked it wrong, you know, and it ended up coming one of the most memorable playoff runs of all time. And just insight like that, talking about how he in the backfield, him and Hasselbeck and Lynch were already on the same page. Just kind of insights. Nate talks about his relationship with Randy Moss and just learning from him. Spending time with Calvin Johnson. Like, these guys have been around stars and have done things themselves in their careers. So just wanted to give them a platform to be able to talk about it, obviously in an entertaining way, throw some music in there, and just have fun, you know, just really have fun with it. So it's once a week, every Tuesday we tape. So make sure that, you know, you subscribe on iTunes. We put videos up on YouTube as well. So check us out, man. Check us out.
Yeah, well, I know, you know, for Seahawks fans, Michael Robinson, you know, we all have a place in our heart for him because he brought us the Real Rob Report and, you know, took a video camera back behind the scenes for a lot of those things. So it kind of has a little bit of that feel. Obviously, you don't get the visuals of it, and it's all, you know, past stories now, but still that same personality is there. And then, you know, you got to let Nate B. know that Seahawks fans, you know, we still claim him too, so he can go ahead and claim himself as a Seahawk from now and then.
Yeah, I'll definitely let him know, man. Nate's one of the nicest guys, man. Honestly, Nate's one of the nicest guys. He finds it hard, if at all, I don't think it's in his bone to disappoint or let people down. So
yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, like I said, he's from Seattle, so he definitely has a connection to the Seahawks, no question.
And last time you were on TD, you know, you were our Ciara relationship correspondent. Now, at the beginning of the season, we kind of had a little bit of concern, but as the season's gone on, now that the regular season's over, do you have some of those same concerns, or are they gone?
I'll tell you what, yeah, just a quick recap. I wasn't on board with it at first. I thought Russell was trying too hard. Something about it seemed fake. I was worried, like, well, is it fake? Or is he just, like, really, really in love with her, and it just didn't seem like she loved him as much? And that was an issue for me, because if she broke up with him,
I know,
what was that going to do to the team, you know?
Right.
So I was really concerned from that point of view. But I'll tell you what, man, they seem to be having a lot of fun together. It seems to be, right now, it seems to be a lot more real, a lot more genuine. It seems like she's as into him as he's into her. So I'm happy for him, man. If that's real and that's what they want to do, the reports came out recently that he proposed. I don't know how true that is. I take my job as the Russell Sierra correspondent very seriously. So I want to source those
make
reports
sure you have
first.
Some confirmation.
Exactly, flat confirmation. So you know, I get back to you on that. But you know, if that's true and that's real, then I'm happy for him. I'm definitely not worried about it anymore, because I mean, we've seen. Especially since the little photo shoot during the bye week.
Yeah, right. The bye week photo shoot.
The bye week photo shoot, which, by the way, Mike Robb and Nate spoke about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
How, like, that was, they didn't necessarily love that because they're like, hey, man, you know, take your players out, you know? But Nate actually defended him. Nate was like, hey, he's a superstar and he's got a superstar girlfriend. So, you know, they do super duper stuff together. So, ever since then, you know, he's been balling. So more photo shoots for Russell and Sierra, and if that's what it is for them, you know, I'll be happy for them too. I'm just worried about the whole like future thing, and obviously future dating Sierra, and they have a son together and all that stuff. I don't want any of that to get messy. Worry that, you know, Russell's name might get thrown in that you know, mud a little bit. But so far, I mean, not so far so good. Lately, so good. So happy for those guys for sure.
All right, TD, thanks a lot for joining us. And yeah, if anybody wants, definitely check out the R&B podcast. That's one of my favorite listens.
Definitely.
Here lately, you know. Of course, DDFP, Move the Sticks, Around the NFL, all great shows. TD, appreciate having you on.
Yep. Hey, no question. One last thing about R&B as well is we've done it once before, and we're trying to do this new thing where you can get to call into the show. So like you're saying, if you have questions for Nate, let me know. I'll put you on the line, call in, we'll record what's called the R&B hotline, and, you know, your voice will be on the show. It would be, you know, played back on the show. I have to record it beforehand, but you would hear your voice and your question on the show. So hit me up if you want that.
I love it. Yeah, and music requests, too. They can tweet at you, at Producer TD, right?
Definitely, definitely, man. Definitely.
All right, TD. Well, thanks again for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Say what's up to Adam.
We'll do.
Let's go Hawks. Let's go Hawks. Yeah. And hopefully next week we're looking forward to a Panthers matchup. That I'm kind of not worried about. I just hope that we were able to save it to the title game.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw you tweet that out on Twitter that you wanted that for the title game. Now, is that because you think that the NFC rep's going to come out from that game for the Super Bowl? Or is that just, you know, the Cam versus Russell, you wanted to have that in the title game?
Yeah, I wanted to save that, man. You know, you want to save that battle. Obviously, I'm not a Panthers fan, but I like what Cam is doing. I like Luke Kuechly on that team as well. He's one of my favorite players in the game. So I just kind of wanted to save that, you know, to save it to the latest possible. Because it's, you know, obviously I want the Seahawks to advance and get the Super Bowl. But, you know, I want to see Cam keep doing his thing. And it'll be kind of people, the haters are going to come out if the Panthers lose in the division round. It's like, well, see, 15-1, lost first playoff game. Oh, this, that, and the other. But I was like, you know what? In that tweet, I was like, so be it, you know? If he dies, he dies, you know?
That's right.
So that's how I kind of see it. It's like, well, we got to play him in the division round, then we got to play him, and we got to move on. So go Hawks all the way.
Yeah, go Hawks.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.